Hey, I want to talk to you today about a revelation revolution. Man, I'm excited about sharing this. I'm excited about this word, what God's doing all around the world. A revelation revolution. How many know there's a revolution of grace around the world right now? Amen. It is truly a grace revolution. The people are starting to comprehend the truth of the word like never before. Let me give you a little definition of revelation. Something revealed, unveiled, made known. Simple. Amen? So it's revealed, unveiled, it's made known. We talk about it scripturally, spiritually, something of God made known to man. He likes to reveal himself to us. Praise God. You know he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So, you know, anyone out there, you know, we have a longing to know the Creator. We look up at the stars, we look around, science goes all around trying to find the Creator of the universe. What happened? What's the theory? All of this because there's a longing in man's heart to know God, to know who his Father is, to know about the creation, to know about the Creator. And man, even the stars are declaring, the heavens declare the glory of God. You know, something made all of this. It's too perfectly ordered to not have an intelligent designer. Amen? So praise God. It's there. It's a revelation. But when it's revealed to you, the truth of Christ, I want you to know it's God that revealed it. Now, if you go to seeking, he will show himself to you. He reveals himself. He makes himself known. It is divine revelation from God. If you have a revelation of God, let me tell you, you have a revelation from God. Okay? You can't get a revelation of God without a revelation from God. He shows him. If you stop and look at the stars, look what, and say, you know, I want to know, God, are you real? Is it true? What is this? If you seek, he will show himself to you. He rewards those who seek. So sometimes we need a stop in our life. We need a pause. We need something. Some of us need something to happen to cause us to seek. But if you seek, you'll find. If you knock, the door shall be open. Maybe there's Fresh Start graduate families here who aren't in church or don't go or don't believe, whatever. Let me tell you something. God's drawing you. You're here. You saw your loved one graduate. Something happened. Something changed in their life. And let me tell you what it was. It's God himself revealed himself to them, and they caught the fire of who he is. That's what happened. Amen. That's what Fresh Start's all about, praise the Lord. It's not about religion. It's not about, you know, do this, don't do that. It's about a revelation, God making himself known the only way he can through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to know God without knowing Christ. He's the way God reveals himself to man by revealing his Son to us. Amen? I want to talk to you about a revelation revolution. It's happening rapid. It's happening fast. Proverbs 25:2 says this. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. The glory of kings to search it out. Remember, I've been telling you, Jesus Christ, the Old Testament is Jesus concealed. New Testament is Jesus revealed. But now on earth, the church, the living body of Christ, is Jesus being revealed to the whole world right now through us. Jesus was revealed to these folks struggling in bondage of addiction through the body of Christ, our hands, our feet, our mouth, Christ being glorified in his body, demonstrating his love. That's what touched these men and women of God, is the goodness of God, the glory of God. We sang it, he is good, he is good. Well, you got to see the goodness of God through the body of Christ, the church, and the ministries of the church. You got to see Jesus through his goodness because he's being revealed through his body. The living body of Christ. And it is a revolution that's taking place around the world rapidly. Let me tell you something. Every breakthrough of faith comes from a breakthrough of revelation. You can't get a breakthrough in faith without a breakthrough of a revelation that you see something more clearly. You see him more clearly. Man, the word talks about the mysteries of God. The secrets of the kingdom, the hidden or concealed, to be searched out. Jesus taught in parables. He said, why? They asked him, why are you teaching in parables that some don't understand? He said, it's for you, because I'm teaching in parables, it's for you who have an ear to understand. It's for them who don't care and aren't seeking not to understand. I'm going to show myself who those who are turning and want to know. Those who have a desire to know, who have an ear to hear, they're going to hear and they're going to know. Amen. Sometimes he'll stop you and draw you and kind of make you think, well, maybe I need to seek this thing. Maybe I need to understand. Maybe I need to come to a conclusion once and for all. Maybe I'll turn. And if you turn and start to seeking, he'll meet you that way. He'll start to show himself. And as you seek more and get a glimpse, he'll show himself. And it's an unfolding revelation that's getting more and more glorious. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Paul had the deepest revelation, the knowledge of God through Christ than anyone else for his time, and God used him to begin to write about it. Ephesians 1, verse 17, and this is his prayer, and this is my prayer for the church today. Verse 17, I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you and me the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Why? So that you may know him better. You know, so many Christians, we have some sort of knowledge. We know, we heard the gospel. He died. He was buried. He rose. Okay? And then we're limited about what all that means. And what does that do for us? And what are the promises of God? And what does it mean to have the kingdom of God come to this earth? And what does it mean for his Holy Spirit to dwell in us? And what does it open up? So we start off as a child of God, born again, but now he wants to unveil the fullness of him. Church, we're living in the day where Christ wants to reveal the fullness of his truth to all of us. And it's happening rapidly. It's a revolution. It's happening quick. And today it's going to happen more and more to you. As I'm speaking this word, there's going to be a gospel revelation, revolution in your heart, because this prayer that Paul prayed for you, I'm praying for you. And do you know it's going to be answered today? Today, hallelujah, right now, because of the word, he's given us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and we're going to know him better today than we did this morning. Why? Because his word is going to open himself up clearer to us. Do you believe that? Hey, if you believe it, you can have it. How many want to know him better today by the word? That's right. Amen. You're stepping up. You know what you're doing? You're gonna take hold of that which is taken hold of you. See, Paul says, you know, I don't say I have attained it all yet, but that which is taken hold of me, I'm taken hold of. Okay, think about that. See, when we gave our life to Christ, we were born again, he took hold of us. But now, through revelation of what happened and the knowledge of him, we're starting to take hold of it more and more. I take hold of some revelation of him, and it changes my life. The revelation produces faith in me for what I've just learned, and now that faith produces experience in my life for my marriage or my family or my kids or my healing or my finances or my job or whatever. See, first I have a revelation because he shows me something. Then I have faith that revelation produced. Now I walk in that faith, and I experience what I'm believing. So he took hold of me. And Paul said, I'm pressing on to take hold of that which took hold of me. Watch this. Come here, young man. Okay. He's not quite young enough or little enough for this demonstration, so I'll stand on a step. Okay, when I took Trip or Selah and I'm walking out to the mailbox or whatever, we live on a highway like most everybody in the country, right? And the cars go, you know, 65 or 75. A couple of times I saw them go 95 on that road. Anyway. So if I'm walking him out close to the road, hey, he's going to hold my hand. But watch this. I'm not going to let him just hold my finger. He doesn't just have a hold on me, buddy. I'm going to have a hold on him. And guess what? If that little man starts to slip a little bit, I'm not. My grip is greater than his. Amen? I want to tell you something. I'm starting as I'm taking a hold of that which took hold of me. Christ, when I believed in him, he took hold of me. Amen. My faith is my hand reaching to him. But you know what? Grace is his grip on me. Think about that. Faith is reaching to him, but grace is his hanging on to me. And where I might slip, where I might stumble, he does not. He's got a hold. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, buddy, his grip is far greater than even your faith. But by that revelation, amen, your faith is growing and you're going to experience more and more of this. Amen. And today, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, I'm starting more and more. The church, the body of Christ around the world, we're taking hold of that which took hold of us. And we're going whole. We're getting a hold of it deeper and deeper. Why? Because the revelation is getting clearer and clearer. I pray today, right now, that you may know him better. Verse 18, I pray also for everyone here in the name of Jesus. Everyone here, you might, your eyes might be wondering. You might be a kid looking at Facebook right now. I'm praying for you too. My prayer is stronger than your wondering mind. My prayer is stronger right now than your wondering mind. I'm going to grip your spirit right now. I pray, hallelujah, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you and the riches of his glorious inheritance. And everything else in that paragraph he prayed for. I'm praying for you that right now, by the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the eyes of your understanding, you're going to know him even better. Now watch this, the word revolution. Revolution means to effect radical change, to overthrow or replace a government or a political system. It's one complete turn in the action of revolving. Everything's revolving around the center this way, and now there's a revolution, and things turn and change and revolve around something different in a different way. I'm talking about a revelation revolution, where the revelation of Christ becomes so much more clear to you that it creates a revolution in how you live and how you think and how the body of Christ operates in the world. Amen. That's happening right now, church. I'm telling you, we're a part of it. There is a grace revolution taking hold of the body of Christ right now, and it's changing everything. It's radical revelation. Now, watch this. Praise the Lord. It's kind of like, I heard a story of four blind men trying to relate an elephant, okay? And one guy's got a hold of the tail, and he's feeling the tail, and he's trying to describe the elephant. He said, well, an elephant is like a rope. That's just the part he had a hold of, right? Another guy is holding on and feeling the leg of the elephant. And he's blind. He's getting perception from his feelings. And he says, well, an elephant is like a tree. Man, that's a big, strong leg. The other one's at the front end. He's feeling the snout, the trunk of the elephant. He said, you know what? An elephant is like a snake. And another one's on the side of the elephant. Said, man, an elephant's like a wall. Each one had a perception of the area where they could experience, okay? But you know what? Each one's perception was limited to only what they were touching and feeling and knowing. Folks, what's happening now is the revelation of Jesus Christ that's been spoken over these 2,000 years as some group or area has caught a glimpse of a revelation of this promise of God. Another group or word has come from this area and another one here and another one here. And right now, the word of God is coming together as one and the whole body is starting to see the full picture of Jesus Christ and who he is. And the truth of this word is bringing us together in one mind, one accord, one truth, and the glory of God is filling the house. Why? Because the truth of the word is coming together quicker and faster like never before. We're in the last days, and God has poured out his spirit that the spirit of wisdom and revelation could be in us so we can see Jesus and know him better. Absolutely, Cecily, this is happening. It's happening around the world. Do you know why there's so many fired up, born again, spirit-filled teachers and preachers here at the River of Life in this local, sitting right here right now. So many that are teaching the youth. We don't have one youth leader. We have 12. We don't have one children's pastor. We have 15 different ones. We don't have one preacher or teacher in this church. We got dozens. We got folks teaching Sunday school. You know why? Because they've got the revelation and they've seen Christ for who he is, and it lit them up and changed their mind and changed their heart, and they can't help but give out what's in them. Because the eyes of their understanding have been opened to the truth of his grace. It's not about religious works anymore. So many came up in dead religion trying to do good. Oh, well, how are you, man? Are you a believer? Well, I try to be. How are you, man? Are you a Christian? Well, I'm not really as good a Christian as I should be. How are you, man? Are you saved? Well, I hope so. How are you, man? Are you going to heaven? If I keep on hanging on, how are you? Are you right with God? Well, I try to do a little more good than I've done bad today. And they have no understanding and idea that it's a finished work of what Jesus did, not based on what you do, but on what he did. Yeah. And the church around the world is starting to wake up to the reality of the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is that man lost the kingdom and Jesus won it back. That man was separated from God and Jesus did what needed to happen to get us right with God. We can't do it. He can. And our eyes of our understanding are waking up to this fact, and we're becoming born again, spirit led, and we're excited. We're so excited what Christ has done to us. It's not Andrew and Tommy, these guys that are preaching, teaching, they don't operate out of religious duty. They don't operate. They had a yoke of sin on their back, and now we got a yoke of religion on their neck saying, you better do this, you better do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. And they're struggling and trying, and they never feel good enough, never feel right. No. The gospel is he did it all. And because they've received that, now Hayes knows he's right with God. He has the joy of being a child of the King. His Father is pleased with him because you believe in the Son. You've been made righteous. And because of that, the Spirit of God has been unfolding the promises of God and who we are in Christ. And because it's in him, it naturally flows out of him without even trying. We don't have to, work up a sense of duty and responsibility of how we have to strive and earn God's favor. We have God's favor, and the things that flow out of us is just based on his love. We don't have to come to church. We love to come to church. We don't have to give. We love to. We don't have to do this. That. We love to. Why? Because he first loved us, and the unfolding revelation has made it for. So we're seeing it more clearly, and now it's being preached radically around the world where more and more are seeing it. It is a revelation revolution. Praise the Lord. I tell you, man. Where each man's revelation was limited to just the part he was feeling. Now, because the word's going out all around, we're getting the whole big picture. The perspective is unfolding to trust. The Lord says to you, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is rising upon you. As you see Christ in his fullness, his glory, you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are a nation of kings. The kings, it's his glory to search it out. We are searching it out, and he's revealing himself, and we're walking in this truth, and it's a joy. Praise the Lord. Listen, when Jesus rose from the dead, talk about radical change. Talk about a revolution. There was a system in place, a system of religion, a system of Judaism, a system of the Torah, a system of the law, and they could not keep it. When Jesus rose from the grave, he said, all power in heaven and in earth has been given unto me.
Amen.
The system of the past, the governments of the world, the system of religion, everything's changed. Jesus fulfilled it all. He rose above it all. He rose from the grave. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to this one man, God, who became a man, and he rose from the grave. He's seated at the heavenly places, and all of us who believe him are born again with his righteousness. See, Satan thought he won, and then he realized, now there's not one of them. Now there's 120. Now there's 3,000. Now we are Christ in this earth, the body and hands and feet of Christ. And we're all, praise the Lord, we're going into every nation, every tongue. And the revelation of truth is multiplying. And as the truth comes, the people see Christ. And that's the glory, man. That's what I'm talking about. It's him, hallelujah, working through us. And it's a joy to serve him, praise the Lord, because it's his spirit doing the work through us. What a joy. All power, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I like what Clay says sometimes at the graduation. Says, hey, they didn't just come up here and get a little better. They were a drug addict, and now they're a little less of a drug addict. They were a drug addict, and now they're not one, and now they're kind of a good boy, and they're trying to get better. And if they keep on going, they might get better and better and better, and one day they might, you know, evolve to become a real good boy and make it. No. They received Christ. They were new creations. The old passed away. Not just, come on, I'm trying to explain this. I think I mentioned this word last week where it says, not just new creation, but a new type of creature. You were one type of creature. Now you're a new type of creature. You were a man creature from Adam. Now you're a God creature from the kingdom. And now the kingdom of God has come to the earth in you. And we are ambassadors of the kingdom. Hey, I'm in this world, but I belong to the kingdom of God. And I'm right with God. And his presence is in me. And I'm carrying it out as an ambassador of the kingdom. The culture of the kingdom is flowing the earth. Why? Because where I walk, the kingdom comes. The kingdom came to Winsboro. The kingdom established a fresh start. The kingdom brought folks from all over the world into the presence of the king. And that's why they were born into the kingdom. And the darkness, the king of darkness, no longer has a hold or bondage of you. You've been set free. The king of light has rescued from the darkness and brought you into his marvelous light. Give him praise, somebody. Give him praise. Brought you into. That's why we don't bring the sacrifices in here of rituals and animals and this and works. We bring the sacrifice of the fruit of our lips of praise for what he's done. That's why the worship is so awesome in here. Folks have been born again, and they truly honor and worship the one who did it all. Praise God. Watch this. This changes everything. I'll give you an example. I'm going to grab my water. On October 14th, 1947, Captain Charles Chuck Yeager became the first person to fly faster than the speed of sound. There was a barrier there. The sound, supersonic, the sound barrier. How fast? 767 miles an hour they had to go to break it. That's fast. But they didn't know it was a barrier in their minds, too. We can't get there, man. What happened? There was a, man, they call it the monster. What was going to happen if they get that far? They thought the plane might just disintegrate. They might, everything might break up. There might be some sort of loud boom that blows up everything. And this guy went for it, and he did it. And he broke the sound barrier, supersonic. And you know what? They said, what was it like? He said, oh, man, it was just like a poke through some Jell-O. It was like sipping lemonade on the front porch. No big deal. We just moved farther and faster. And now, praise God, you know what those planes are doing? The F-15 Eagle flies at Mach 2.5, 1,650 miles an hour. 2.5 times the speed of sound. NASA got together with some of the Air Force, and they had a little test, and they tried something, buddy, and the fastest went 6.7, Mach 6.7. Mach 1 is the speed of sound. Mach 6.7 times fast, that's over praise God, 4,000 miles an hour. That was a test thing. We're not going to keep flying that thing. It was crazy. But our jets in the Air Force are flying at Mach 2.5 regularly. Some of them go Mach 3 now. Okay? So they had limited knowledge. But when they gained the revelation of what can be done, and by faith in what they now understood, they stepped through it, and now they're experiencing it regularly. Do you hear me? But at first, they had to have a revelation of truth. Einstein's theory of relativity. He's so, you know, famous for the equation about matter and energy, E equals mc squared. If that revelation that he gained by the wisdom that God had given him and the intellect God had given him, as he looked into the things of God, he discovered how the universe works in a new way that was revolutionary that nobody understood before. And it changed everything about science from that day over. It was a revolution. Everything radically changed by that discovery. Okay, talk about a revolution. It changed everything. Hey, the guy that figured the earth is round and not flat. You can sail this way and maybe reach China over there. You know, that's when he bumped into the West Indies and discovered America and kept on going. So everything changed with that radical revelation. Are you hearing me? So revelation, the knowledge of truth, changes how you think and act. But praise God, the greatest. Now here's another one. The Hubble telescope proved Einstein's theories as they looking out into the vast universe and seeing things farther away and clearer than they ever had. Then somebody had the revelation, you know, this is pretty clear. This thing's pretty clear now, we can see. But you know what? It'd even be clearer if we put it above the Earth's atmosphere where we're going through clouds and going through the thick density of the atmosphere. Let's get it in space and shoot it from there. And we'll see, man, they put that thing into orbit above the atmosphere. And now they're looking from there with no atmosphere turbulence here. And now they can see more clearly than ever before. And the revelation in science has been amazing. It's been a radical change of what they know and think about the universe because they can see it more clearly. Yes. Revelation brings this truth that makes a revolution in how you think. Are you with me? Yes. Hallelujah. Well, the greatest revelation that brought about the greatest change was God becoming a man and walking among us, fulfilling the law, and then dying, raising again, that we who are born again can become new creations from the kingdom and not a, he changed everything. Wow. And he changed everything, and Satan couldn't defeat it, so he tried to tweak it and lie about it and say, no, that's not so true. You still have to do religious things. You still have to keep the law. You still have to be circumcised. You still have to do this and this. Here, go ahead and believe in Jesus, but look, you know, you got to do this to earn God's favor or to be right with God. No. And Satan tried to tweak it. The revelation. So Martin Luther got another glimpse of it. The just shall live by faith. He wrote about it. It changed everything with the Protestant Reformation. But since that time, we've been growing in revelation and growing in revelation. And the knowledge of the truth is becoming more evident to the whole church. I'm telling you, we're becoming like Christ. Had a couple amens and a couple freak out. The Bible says you're destined to be conformed to the image of Christ. If Christ is in you, if you swallowed the seed, see, the seed of the kingdom was planted into the earth. Christ was planted in the earth. God produced everything with seed, time, and harvest. It's a law. Apple trees produce apples. The seed of God, Jesus Christ, reproduces himself in anyone who swallows the seed. Christ is being formed in you. The revelation of the knowledge of him will form him even more. You want to grow in Christ? Grow in the revelation knowledge of him. By the spirit of wisdom and revelation that I just prayed for you, that you may know him better. You know, you've got a grip. hey, by your faith, and you know he's got a grip on you. Hey, now let's take a hold of that which has taken hold of us, and let's pause for a moment. Let's turn aside and seek him even more. Let's put a, hey, if you're watching, you know, 10 movies at night, hey, stop and listen. I'll take this time to read. If I'm looking at my phone all day, I'll stop and I'm going to seek a little more. If I haven't been to Sunday school, I'm going to join the new classes that's starting up in the summer. I'm going to get involved, and I'm going to seek him more. And as I seek him, he's going to reveal himself, and we're going to grow in the revelation knowledge of him and become more like him. Yes. Yes. He wants to show you his fullness. But he'll show the ones who are wanting to walk with him, wanting to spend time with him, wanting to seek and find, wanting to knock, and he'll open the door. But if you're not knocking, the door won't open. He wants to show himself. But now, look at this. I see a congregation full. This church, man, you're growing. Why? Because you got a taste. You got a taste of the knowledge of the truth, and you've been growing in it, and we've been growing ever since, and you hunger for more, because once it started, man, you can't go back. It gets the taste to get so good, you just want to keep growing. And you go further and further. Hallelujah. It's God's secret wisdom, the full riches. Let me tell you this. I'm getting ready to close, although I'm not through. No preacher has ever risen to bless the people of God who has not lighted his torch at the flame kindled by Paul. The truth in these letters that he wrote to the church, he wrote to us. In Paul, hey, all the disciples had a revelation of Christ. They walk with him and talk with him. But Paul met him supernaturally on the road and received the filling of the Spirit and went to the third heaven, praise God, and saw and discussed things. And his knowledge of the Old Testament now was opened up where he could see Christ in it all. And he began to teach it like no one ever before. Even Peter said, hey, what this dude's teaching is hard, but you know what? Y'all need to listen to him because he knows what he's talking about from experience. And now that revelation of Paul, let me say, this is why I'm sent around the world to teach this. I'll be bold and say, because I got the message right. And God wants it taught to his pastors. Let me tell you something. I just showed this to Bonner the other day in my office. Got an email or a WhatsApp text from Pastor Samson Nagira from Malawi. We shared this message in Livingstone, Zambia. I told you this story. He came all the way from Malawi with five other men. Came to Livingstone. There was about 250 pastors there from six nations. He went back to his pastors and said, guess what, men? I've got a revelation of truth that's going to make a revolution in our country. I need to teach you what I learned. And he began to teach and say, bring them here. This February, we went to Ethiopia and went to Malawi. We taught pastors there. The email I got 2 days ago was this. Pastor, one of the guys that came to the conference was from Mozambique. Now he's taken its word. He's teaching pastors. He's rounded up 72 of them. He wants me to go and teach. Hey, I'm going to print off your Go Deep Grace messages about the truth of Jesus Christ. We're going to print it off in that language. We're going to take it to them. And now I'm going to teach 72 pastors for a week like you taught us. I'm telling you. It's going to, hey, now look, we're just one small part. This thing wasn't for a few in an upper room or a few in this denomination or somebody has a monopoly or this group here or that group there for a few. He did this for the whole earth. And the whole earth is starting to get it. The kingdom of God has been advancing for 2,000 years and it's multiplying. We're doing our part from this little church, but there's thousands of churches on fire like this one that are doing mission work around the world because there's 7 billion people to reach and we've reached about half of them and we've got to reach the other half. And it's the fire of God and the truth of his word that's doing it. Amen. You're in the right place, man. Bring 5 people with you next week. Don't you think this truth needs to be heard some more? Yes, sir. Go do the evangelism work. Go knock on all your neighbors' doors, your friends, your family. Come hear what Pastor Dave's teaching, because Andrew's teaching it, because Jeremiah's teaching it, because Jeff's is teaching it, because it's all over the church, because it's going around the world and it's happening. Come hear it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay. Hey, there's some guests here from here to Fresh Start folks and they might not even been in church. Y'all might think we're crazy. Dude, we've tasted and seen something. Yeah. Here, have a bite. Yeah. Have a bite, man. Look, if you don't know what we're talking about and you need some of this, email me. We'll start a correspondence. I'll start talking with you. You say, look, man, I don't know what the heck y'all are talking about. Start a correspondence. I'll start telling you. I'll give you some information where you can seek and find what we're talking about. This thing is real. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And it just gets better and better. If you're out there and you're visiting Fresh Start, right, and you're not in church somewhere, let me tell you something. There's a reason he's the only dude that split time in half. Yes. If you start seeking out why, and you seek with your whole heart, you're going to find out why. Amen. There's a movie out right now. Go watch it. What's it called? The Case for Christ. A Chicago Tribune reporter, knowledgeable and skilled in research, wanted to prove it once and for all. I don't like this Jesus thing. My wife's into it. I'm going to disprove it once and for all. And he went seeking, and he was only going to report truth. And he couldn't help but find the reason he's the only one split time in half, because they didn't just put him on the cross. That's a fact, Jack. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows they put Jesus on the cross. Everybody knows he's the founder of this religion people call Christianity. Everybody knows he wrote about love. That's a fact you can't disprove, because it's fact. Where the rubber meets the road is, did he rise from the dead? So he set out to disprove it, and he took all his skills of research, and he came out a Christian. If you seek, you'll find out. You'll become a Christian. If you seek, you'll believe. What's it going to take to cause you to stop and seek? Need some time in prison? Need to hit some hard stuff where you got to look up? Let it happen, Lord, whatever it takes. I'd rather them come be with you from jail than out in the world running here and there and die and miss it. Show them your glory, Lord. Cause them to seek. And to the extent they seek is the extent they will find. You're a rewarder of those who seek diligently. Bless each and every one.